Dolphins and the Carolina Panthers, already week 12 of the NFL season. A preview with Sam Madison. I'm Jesse Agler. Let's start with the quarterback for Carolina. Cam Newton, he's really coming to his own, and this is a team that's won six straight games.
Yeah, guys, they really want to throw this guy up under the bus since last year, but all of a sudden, he just came out of nowhere, and we talked about Mike Shula, one of those guys that really gave him an opportunity to really put him in a situation to make plays. He's doing it through the air and on the ground, but the running game is really helping out, but the defense is setting him up perfectly.
Yeah, you mentioned their running game. They love to do it. They got D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart, Mike Tolbert gets involved, and of course Newton himself. Ted Ginn is a wide receiver. Brandon LaFell is a wide receiver. But Steve Smith still getting it done. He and Brent Grimes, that could be a fun matchup.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a fun matchup, and he's one of those feisty ones. You don't know what he's going to do at the beginning of a game, but once it gets down and it's critical points, he's going to turn the pressure up on that defensive back. So let's watch this matchup. We saw what happened last week in the Monday night's game, and hopefully it doesn't go that way for him this week. I think Brent Grimes is going to have his hand cut off, but he can get the job done because he's played him over a number of times when he was in Atlanta.
Yeah, they know each other well from their days in the NFC South. Defensively for the Panthers, a little bit beat up front, but they do a great job of getting after the quarterback. And Luke Kuechly, a middle linebacker from Boston College, he's just a tackling machine.
Yeah, man, he reminded me of one of my favorite players that I played with, Zach Thomas, because he gets from the sideline to sideline just like that. And you talked about that defensive line. They're very stout up front, and they are the ones that really allow Luke Kuechly to really get from sideline to sideline. But that whole linebacker core, they're very, very stout. They're very physical, and it all starts at the middle linebacker spot. So let's watch this very closely, and if we can get a handle on that middle linebacker position, then we can probably hit some holes and pretty run the ball, and now Ryan Tannehill can do what he needs to do.
Yeah, Dolphins probably going to try and attack on the outsides against this defense. We'll see. Kickoff 1 p.m. from Sun Life Stadium. Hope to see you there.